I take back what I said about us being wimps. We are.
Why?
We already have closings.
That's not
look,
possible. Nothing's falling.
These places are closed. Highland School, Reach of Dallas.
What's that?
Wait till you see this. I don't know. The Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base.
Those guys are supposed to go through anything.
Yeah, they can get through the streets to go there.
Nothing has fallen yet.
But we're closing.
Well, I understand in Fort Worth I've gotten a couple of calls. It's starting to ice up a little bit.
Well, let's close everything then.
All right. Well, it'll probably get worse.
Close down
over
the
there.
Post office in Fort Worth.
Well, we'll find out what's going on in Fort Worth and Dallas and Denton because Gordo is going to join us from the Ticket Falcon helicopter here in a couple of minutes. All right, I've got a question for you, George.
All right.
Yesterday, during Gordo's Corner, we did the white elephant drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Next Wednesday here on the station, all the shows' lineups are going to be different because we put everybody's name in a hat and we drew out different names for different time slots. You ended up getting midday tickers. So right. George will be doing tickers next Wednesday from 10 until 3. Gordo got Norm shift. He'll be hosting the 10 to noon show. I got this shift. I got my normal shift. That's the second year in a row that's happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Reiner also got his normal shift. Everybody else got something different except for me and Reiner. So they came up with the idea on the hard line yesterday for Reiner and I to switch. So Reiner would do the morning show next Wednesday with Dan McDowell, Rich Phillips as the Yuck Monkey, Kevin Scott doing tickers. And I would do the afternoon show with Jimmy as my co-host, Jimmy Christopher, Bob Sturm, the Yuck Monkey, doing E-News, and Grego doing tickers. So you think I should switch?
On the surface, yes. But there's part of me that tells you not to just because the hardline was crying like a baby like they always do yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I just said, oh, what's this? If we're going to do it, let's do it. I mean, we did a drawing, like we all agreed we're going to do a drawing.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they bitch and moan about it. Well, I mean, I guess it does make sense. Logically, it does make sense for you guys to flip-flop.
That way everybody gets a different job
right.
for the day.
But is Reiner trying to do that so he can really flip-flop and make it different? Or is he doing that just to get away from Jimmy and Grego?
Probably the latter.
Yeah.
And if I stayed in mornings, at least I could kind of police our show a bit.
Right, make sure they don't just come in here and trash it.
Right.
Because Reins and McDowell will probably do that. But, yeah, I don't know. It's up to you. I mean, by the rules, you can stay right where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, per their request, you know, you can certainly flip if you want to. Think of it this way. You would get to sleep in.
Yes. That's a big one. But can I do 4 hours of sports talk with Jimmy Christopher?
Sure. You have Grego and Bob there to kick things around.
Gribble producing.
Yeah. You can just go mic off on him.
See, I think you got the best deal.
Tickers?
Yeah, because you're just in that ticker room. You're in your own world. You don't have to worry about anything. You get to sleep late, but you leave early.
Yeah, do like Rich does. Write two and just recycle them.
Right.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say that.
That's what Rich does.
Sorry.
All right, well, I'll decide here today at some point.
All right.
All right, it's 8:41 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. And this special traffic feature is brought to you by Man's Best Friend. Is he ready? Is he up and flying? Let's check in. We haven't sent the Ticket Falcon helicopter up in a long, long time.
Come on, crank.
But joining us now from the Ticket Falcon, from the landing pad, is the great Gordo, who's going to fly the Falcon and tell us about road conditions here during the Arctic blast. Gordo, come in.
Well, guys, it's not looking too good. I'm trying to get this thing cranked up. It's not running too well, as you can tell. We may have, to pop the clutch on this one.
You're just grinding that starter.
I know it. I'm running out of battery here, too. Come on, damn it. Come on, don't fail me now. come on. Oh, okay, there you go.
Oh, it's starting.
There you go.
Sounds good.
Turn this up a little bit. Gotta get a rev.
We can barely hear you over the microphone that's in the helicopter, so you might want to turn up your volume.
I know that is, Greg. Thank you so much for being here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we are just about underway. We are now taking off the ground. Isn't this excellent?
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, there we go, and there we are. Okay.
That's a better mix there.
Sorry about that, guys. We were having a little trouble there. I think the problem was I haven't had my morning coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Got me a drink accident to look out for as you on your way to work this morning. 183 northbound at Walton Walker. We have a stalled car on the shoulder. Onlookers looking at rubberneckers that are both backed up to Sherman. Southbound 75 at northbound East Northwest Highway near Marvin D. Love. There's a non-injury accident. Care Flight is on the scene to pick up a mattress there in the roadway.
What?
Beltline near Waxahachie is all clear. You shouldn't have any problems as you head into work to Plano.
That's not even what? Close to Plano.
This traffic report, a service of Pilgrim's Fried Chicken. Pick up your turkey anvil, this AM radio at your local Kroger. And the Ticket Falcon, I'm Gordon Keith.
Well, Gordo, why do you always shift into generic traffic reporter mode when we send you up in the Falcon?
I don't know what you're talking about there.
You know, I wonder sometimes that they just don't... Oh, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We just lost altitude quickly.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I regained it, fortunately.
I think those guys up in the chopper just do what Gordo just did, just throw it out, and it's the same stuff every day.
You think so?
Yeah.
They all just make it up?
Yeah, it certainly sounds made up.
A couple of other things to report. The high five just fell down.
Oh, no.
And Mark Cuban's house has snow all over it.
Oh.
Luckily enough, it's not from the weather. He hires homeless to import the snow from Colorado. He also has full-time snow machines trained on his mansion at all times during the winter months to make it more festive. We're now flying high above Texas Stadium.
Now we're on a tour of the Metroplex.
Yeah.
High above Texas Stadium now, and is completely filled in with snow, sleet, and wintry mix.
It is not.
Let me see if I can blast some of that right out of there.
Oh, the Falcon is armed.
Well, the guns still work. I can report that. Let me get another shot here.
That's Texas Stadium. Don't do that.
Just blow up Texas Stadium. We better get out of here. Let me just...
Ooh, hard turn there.
Yeah, took a hard left turn there. Now we are, we're over here in Fort Worth.
Oh, that was quick.
Just fly over here to the Motor Speedway real quick. And here we are. We are north of Haslett. Motor Speedway looks good. It's covered with wintry mix.
Is it?
Yeah, so.
So a lot of stuff is falling.
This stuff just now started falling.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, hey, come in.
Whoa.
I'm back. Sorry about that. We dropped 400 feet in less than a second there. Yeah, the motor speed. I'm sorry, George.
Well, I mean,
George?
We just heard that it just now started. How can it be covered with this wintry mix if it just started falling?
Don't ask me, George. I'm just the reporter. I'm not God.
Oh, okay.
Like you think you are.
Sorry.
Whoa, hey, come on.
I think I'm going to blast some of this wintry mix off the rotor motor speedway. Let me see if I can do that real quick.
Why?
Oh, my God, I just blew Eddie Gossage's beard off.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh, and now he's come out of his outhouse with a pistol. Firing at the Falcon.
Oh,
my gosh, he's firing at the Falcon. Oh, we've been hit.
Oh, no.
We've been hit. Oh, my God, we're going down. We're going down. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, there you go.
Oh, no.
Oh, the humanity.
I can't believe this. Eddie Gossage has shot down the Ticket Falcon.
Someone tell him that helicopter crashes are not funny. Well, you know,
he was.
If it's going to end for Gordo, I think he'd want it to end that way.
George, if I may, Gordon Keith was not only a colleague but a friend. He was a hard worker, brought a lot of smiles to a lot of people's faces. He met an untimely death at the hands of Eddie Gossage.
Gordo! Come in! We still got you!
Come in! Oh, he's still with us. I take it all back.
That is a long descent. Look out for the semi. All right. 8:47 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It has not been a great 6 weeks or so. Gordo?
It sounded like he had lost bowel control there.
It's like he's in full panic now. It has not been a great 6 weeks for the Cowboys offense, but are we ready to just desert Drew Bledsoe and the Cowboy offense? We'll talk about that next.